Before we get to the episode, I've got something free for you. I'd love to give you a pack of Canva Instagram story templates and Pinterest templates that go with your unique brand's vibes. Whether you're more bright and colorful or more sophisticated and polished, I've got you covered. Take my website personality quiz at elizabethmccraby.com/quiz and you'll be matched with a few gorgeous DIYable website templates that would be perfect for your ideal client's vibes. You'll also get 10% off your template purchase from my shop, a free month subscription to Show It, a full brand personality profile to tell you what design your client is looking for, and of course, those awesome Canva templates. You can get it all now for free at elizabethmccraby.com/quiz. Now, here's the episode. A new year means it's a great time to make some small tweaks to your existing website or even big tweaks like overhauling it completely. In this episode, I'm just sharing a few things for you to do to your website for the new year to keep it up to date and fresh from an SEO perspective and an attracting new clients and customers perspective, and also like a this is working properly perspective. These three things can literally be done in less than 5 minutes total. So this is not something that's going to take you a day or hours or anything like that. It's just really quick things that you need to make sure you do at the beginning of the year to keep your website fresh. So let's get into it. Hey guys, I'm Elizabeth McCravey, a website designer and business coach for entrepreneurs and your host for the Breakthrough Brand Podcast, the show that's all about pulling back the curtain on how to actually build a successful business. I don't skim the surface around here. If you want a deep dive into the nitty-gritty details of what it takes to run a successful business and stand out in a crowd, you're in the right place. After creating a multiple six-figure-a-year website design business in my 20s, I'm ready to share everything I've learned and everything I'm still learning because I believe the keys to building a thriving business should never be a secret. Here you'll find episodes that are actionable, direct, and fun, like French chatting business over coffee and a fresh, honest take on the reality of being an entrepreneur. If you're ready to master online marketing, branding, website design, mindset, and business strategy, then this is the podcast for you. It's time to build your breakthrough brand. Let's do this. Okay, so the first one, and I would say this is the most important and also probably the quickest, which is perfect, right? So update the copyright in the footer of your website. So if you have the fun little copyright C, it's a C with a little circle around it to indicate copyrighted material. If you have that in your website footer, then you likely have last year's date on it. So you'll want to update it to the current year and make sure too that your starting year is included. So yours may look something like this, actually what mine looks like, 2015 through 2024, and then you have that copyright C in front of it. So it'd be like your business name. So mine's Elizabeth McCravey LLC, copyright symbol 2015 through 2024. Also, just as an FYI, you have automatic rights to the content you create on your own website. So if you're thinking like, wait, Elizabeth, I don't know, like, can I add a copyright C? Yes, you can. You can add that little C with the year. You started through the current year without any filing of government paperwork or anything like that. It is your right as a content creator. And to get that little C, just Google copyright C and find an icon, and then you can copy and paste it onto your website with ease. If you have a website template for me, this is actually already in the footer. That little C is there. So you can just go ahead and like change out the dates, add that there. So updating this communicates to viewers that you actually update your websites, right? So right at the beginning of the year, it matters less. So if you're listening to this like on the day this airs, it's okay if you wait a few weeks on this one, right? But let's say it's like June of 2024 and your footer still says 2023. People are going to think, if they notice it, which I personally, raising my hand, notice stuff like this, they're going to think you're not updating your stuff and perhaps trust purchasing from you less. It can literally hurt buying decisions, especially from a cold audience. So on most websites, this is something you're going to change in one place and it'll update on all the pages and show it. This is likely a site canvas. So it's like in your, it's your footer canvas and then you're going to update just one place and it'll change everywhere. So go do that. And if you want an example of this, head to the blog post for this episode, elizabethmccraby.com/248. And I will put an example there. Also, I'll go ahead and put the copyright C so you guys can copy and paste it from my website if that's helpful. Okay. Now the other two things to change. Update any dates on your website that have changed because of the new year, or maybe they even changed at some point last year and you just never fixed it. So for example, you may say on your website, I've been in business 3 years and now it's 4 years, or maybe it's been a while since you updated this, so it's more like 5 years. Or maybe you put that you've served 100 happy customers, but you haven't updated that in a year, so it's actually like 125 now. Or even a subtle thing, like maybe on your about page, if you mention your own age or your children's ages, how long you've been married, so many things like that. There are date opportunities all over websites. The about page is a really good place to look. If you're like, I don't know if I do that, look on your about page, you might. And for me, as someone who has like a really large website, what this looks like is just going on every page and looking for these things, just kind of skimming of like, okay, are there any dates? Do I think I would have written any dates in that paragraph? And then updating it. So also, I would recommend as you do this, if there's like one date you find where you're like, oh my gosh, it's been years since I updated it, I would consider where you can use years instead of dates. So like saying, I've been in business since 2015, instead of saying I've been in business, you know, 8 years or whatever it is, like changing it up in that sort of capacity so that it's not like something you have to change all the time, basically. Less something you have to do less overall. So maybe if it was your kids' ages, like saying that you're like you're a parent to two preteens or something like that. So that's like less, more evergreen, less than you have to update all the time. But basically just look for your website for dates that have changed because of the new year or just changed and you haven't updated it. Okay, the third and final one, and this is another simple one that's so impactful for your website, but update your plugins and delete the ones you are not using. So if you're a WordPress user or a ShowIt user, since us ShowIt users blog through WordPress, you want to make sure your plugins are up to date. And this is also going to be true of other website platforms besides ShowIt and WordPress, because plugins, that sort of thing is common, you know, on Shopify, all the different places we have our own versions of that. So in addition though to doing the update, I want you to check and see if there are any plugins that you actually just aren't using. You're like, wait, I don't even know what this one is, but it's installed and it's activated. Check and see if you're using it. And if you're not, deactivate it and delete it. Having plugins that you're not using and you don't need but are running activated on your website will slow it down. So that's really an important thing to check. And I think checking like once or twice a year is perfect. So this is a great time to do it. So in WordPress, if you're on your dashboard in the top left corner, you'll see an icon with a number and a little arrow in a circle around it. And that's where you click to update. I actually just did it myself as I was outlining this and I had 18 plugins to update and a few I need to delete. And if you're not sure if it's really being used, which is actually how I felt about a few of mine. I'm like, wait, like that sounds familiar. I know I installed that, but am I using it? Try deactivating it and see if anything changes. You can also like look in the settings for it and like see, okay, like, does it look like I'm using this? Have I set this up? And then it might jog your memory of whether or not it's being used. Also, if you did not design your own website, this could be something to email your designer about and be like, hey, like I see this plugin. Is this something I'm using or not? I just updated it, you know, blah, blah, blah. So do that update. Takes literally a few minutes. Again, like all this is like 5 minutes of your time, maybe 10, and will make your website feel so nice and fresh for the new year ahead. So to recap those three things to do, the first is to update the copyright in the footer of your website. Then second thing, update any dates on your website or numbers that have changed because of the new year. And third thing is to update your plugins and delete the plugins that you're no longer using. So that is it. And if you want to do some additional things that you're like, wait, I did all that 5 minutes. Yay, I'm ready to keep going. If you want to do some other things that take a little bit more time, I would consider these things. Update your testimonials, like change them out to be fresher. Update your portfolio work, display it. If you have a portfolio or like client showcase type page, add some new ones that maybe you did last year, but you hadn't added yet. And click around on the main pages of your website and check that all your links are working properly and that there are no broken links. So that's just a few additional things to do after this if you feel like you have more time. And if you need a new website for the new year or even just new add-on pages and you use ShowIt already or are like, oh, I'd love to use ShowIt, check out my website templates. You can find those at elizabethmccravey.com/shop. I have so many great options. And if you haven't been on my website in a while, go look because there have been a lot of templates added actually in 2023, more to come in 2024, but there were a lot of new ones. So if you haven't been on there a while, go check those out, especially all the add-ons. So that's elizabethmccravey.com/shop. And I'll also put a coupon code in the show notes that you can use to get a discount on all my templates as a podcast listener. So that is it, friends. Shortest episode I've aired in a while. And also, I meant to say this earlier, but if I sound kind of sick and sniffly, it's because I'm a little sick. So sorry about any like weird voice I have going on, but that's it. I hope this is so helpful and happy new year to you. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode all the way until the end. I appreciate you being here. And if you enjoyed this episode, then I want to invite you to check out my website template shop too. Over on ElizabethMcCravey.com, you'll find show it website templates that are easy to use, strategically designed, and created to help you book more clients and customers. Maybe your current website is really boring. Maybe it's a challenge to update. And maybe even it's that thing that you really feel like is just completely holding your business back. Your website needs to be strategically and intentionally designed in order for it to convert your viewers into raving customers. And that's exactly what my M-Shop templates do. So these are pre-made Show It website templates where you can plug and play your content into it with ease and then get started with a website that's designed to actually help you make more money. These templates are designed to be SEO friendly on the back end, and they're not just pretty, but they are very strategic and with all the strategies I teach on this podcast. And best of all, they're easy for you to set up all by yourself. So shop them at ElizabethMcCravey.com/shop and come join the M-Shop family of hundreds of happy customers. And as an added perk, you can use the code BBPODCAST at checkout to get 10% off any template as a thank you for being a part of the podcast family. So that's BBPODCAST for 10% off any template over at ElizabethMcCravey.com. And if you love this podcast, don't forget that you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts so that you never miss an episode. And leave a rating and review for the show wherever you're listening. Share it with a friend. Share it on Instagram or Facebook. That's a great way to support the podcast and get the word out. All right, I'll be back next week with another new episode.